נקרא קטע מקור מתוך מאמר הגלות והגאולה.
We'll read an excerpt from Bala Sulam's Exile and Redemption, and then we'll answer an active workshop question. As long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea, and even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for his sake that we need. We'll read it again. As long as we do not raise our goal above the corporeal life, we will have no corporeal resurrection. For the spiritual and the corporeal in us cannot dwell together. We are the children of the idea, and even if we are immersed in 49 gates of materialism, we will still not give up the idea. Hence, it is the holy purpose of for his sake that we need. An active workshop question, how will we realize our holy goal in the lesson? Again, how will we realize our holy goal in the lesson? Active workshop.
The lesson is the place to realize our holy goal. This is where the friends gather. This is where we meet with Rabash, Baal Sulam, Rav. Everything is here in the lesson.
Eventually, we attain the goal through prayer, through a strong desire, crystallized, guided to receive the quality of the Creator. And the place where we unite this and crystallize it and aim it correctly is here in the lesson. If not, we would be like a herd without a shepherd.
We heard in the meal how Yochin had a strong willpower to be here with the friends, with the Rav, in the place that's aimed directly at the Creator. He managed to detain the plane, catch it, get here on time. We heard from Denis from Moscow how he treats every moment he has here, in the 2 days he has to be here. And now in the lesson, we're sitting together with such great friends like you, who yearn to resemble the upper light, and together learning from Rav how to love like him.
Yes,
all these great friends are gathering together, and their goal is a holy goal. They want to create a kli and raise prayer to the upper force to dwell in the vessel and adhere to him and bring him contentment. All this through a common effort and a common prayer.
So, meal this morning was a workshop question. How can we attain something in the future? And a friend who sat next to me said, there's no such thing. Every moment we're together is a holy moment. It's an opportunity for connection, for turning to the Creator. This is the moment, the most important moment, the moment we're together right now. And that's how we should approach this event.
How will we realize it? We'll ask the light, the Creator, and upon us, and maximally, we'll just want this, want to connect, want for this light to operate upon us 100%. Whatever he wants, may it be so.
We must give thanks and appreciate the fact that the Creator has reassembled us. We are in a special lesson, afternoon lesson of Passover, in the lights of Passover, desperately wish to break into our vessels. Even if it doesn't seem like this, we heard today in the morning that Baal Salam couldn't tolerate the feeling of disappointment or despair. But we have to, every moment anew, we have to renew our alertness, our importance, expectation, that each moment He can take us and carry us over to a new reality of bestowal.
And we have this moment here between us. We were given an opportunity to sit together, all of us, and to truly receive a light, a lesson from the light. And our goal is to bestow. And you can only receive this force through this gathering, through this guidance that we're receiving through the Creator.
We're sitting here around the table, friends from 3 tens. We see everybody speaking in the same direction, everyone with the same understanding, the same mind. It means that we are directed, we are trained, we just have to exert a bit more, and the Creator will decide when we deserve it, and He will open it up.
I feel this week that we began as a gift from the Creator, like a big, never-ending convention that helps us take a break from materialism and corporeality, and to immerse ourselves in the friends, feel their greatness, and crown their greatness into the holy thing that will be above us and will spread to all of our nation as well.
This Passover has felt like one that we've never had, both in how we are coming to it and the seriousness and the recognition of the in the knowledge of the text. Are we dissolving the text? And the world clearly knows more than ever what he has to do. All that's left is to aim ourselves, ask to connect, ask for his help.
Yes, Pesach is special, and these lessons are special. There's great support from the friends in the world Kli that are gathering. We saw them on the Seder Eve, we saw them in the lessons, and the women Kli that is gathering as well and pushing us forward. All the conditions are that are needed.
Workshop for a silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.